Hi, this is a dictation for Cecily Tillman, C-E-C-I-L-Y-T-I-L-L-M-A-N. Date of birth 6-7-1990. Date of accident 10-18-2022. And date of service is 12-12-2023. The patient presents with a case worker states the following, that she is now reports that her headaches are significantly less, and her taste is, however, is not appropriate, and she is not able to taste the things. She also reports suddenly a pain in the right TMJ that was not reported in the prior events. Not sure if it is related to automobile accident, but I took the history for that. Patient report that she still has pain in the neck, mid-back and lower back. Ongoing, it is 7 on a scale of 1 to 10 along with weakness of the right arm. And pain in the right shoulder is ongoing. And the last injection for suprascapular nerve block did relieve her pain for more than a month. And she reports that she is only 20% better. And she is now also completing a computer engineering course she is seeing a neurosurgeon, Dr. Mohan, who wants to do a special test for his sacroiliac joint involvement with a dye and a capsule. And she's also seeing a neurologist, Dr. Burns, for her TBI. She was given choices to be referred to other neurosurgeons also. As far as the history is concerned, she reports her pain is still between 8 and 9, with ADLs being affected 9. And she reports that with the medication, physical therapy, chiropractic, she gets 100% relief. Please review the chart for all the ADLs for the system review. And for additional history, current pain medications, substance abuse, as well as compliance history. And the physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 130 over 86, pulse is 86, and pulse ox is 100. And the rest of the exam will be the same from previous visit of 11-14-2023, dictation number 1121-036. Diagnosis remains the same, and plan is to continue allowing the patient to continue seeing neurologist Dr. Burns and Dr. Mohan, neurosurgeon, to continue physical therapy at 2 times per week, continue chiropractic treatment. Neuropsych therapy is also ordered along with counseling. The patient has had been referred to Dr. Lewis Redden, who is a spine specialist, for possible cervical epidural, for cervical disc replacement. She has been advised about a repeat suprascapular nerve block, and if she agrees, then we'll do another nerve block for diagnostic purpose as well as therapeutic purpose. I have discussed with her the occipital nerve block for relieving her headaches that are originating from her back of the head. In the review of the MRI, it is found that she has only slight bulging of the disc at C5-6 with no other issues. Her syrinx has healed up. This repeat MRI was done on September 8, 2023. The brain MRI also was done and was found to be completely normal. Along with this, the lumbar spine MRI is also done, which shows only a bulging disc at L4-5, L5-S1 with no major issues, except that there is a abutment on bilateral exiting L5 nerve roots. No disc herniation is noticed. I personally have informed her that she doesn't appear to be a surgical candidate, and it is possible that she may have a sacroiliac joint inflammation for the right side, causing her issues for pain. Cervical traction, yoga exercise, and home exercise for the spine have been advised and shown to her, demonstrated, Medications are provided, Percocet for to continue for pain relief at 7.5 milligram twice, once a day, once a day or even two times a day. 60 tablets are provided. Mobic 15 milligram a day is provided for anti-inflammatory effect and healing. The patient has extreme anxiety and panic. She is provided with Zoloft 50 milligram twice a day and Xanax 0.5 milligram twice a day. Nerontin is provided for headache relief and for neuropathy relief and lidocaine ointment. In our records, she reports that 100% relief is there or healing is there. So it appears that the patient is doing reasonably well. Based on the other experts' opinion, patient will be undergoing her further treatments. As far as I'm concerned with the injection treatment, I have proposed to her that we have given four epidurals and we're quite satisfied with the job done. If she still feels maybe one or two lumbar epidural steroid injection can still be attempted and another suprascapular nerve block on the right side. Thank you. Patient leaves the office in a stable condition.